Today is Friday, September 23rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's another Friday. You know, it feels like the weeks go by so fast, but I feel like the weekends go by faster, and that's why I would just like to retire early. And if only I could, you know, and travel, do whatever I want to do. But yeah, it's not happening. So I'll just keep chugging along, doing what I'm doing. So we had talked about Wednesday, you know, I went to rehearsal and we, you know, my mom had a birthday. And that was pretty much all. So yesterday, after I recorded, it was pretty boring. I did cook last night. Yay me! I'm still trying to. I want to figure out how many fast food meals I eat per week, and then I want to slowly reduce that. You know, whatever it is, and I don't know the number right now, but I would say probably. Conservatively speaking, if I was talking about fast food that I eat, this week, Wednesday, I did fast food. I guess Wednesday was the only day. I can't even remember. But normally, let's say I do 2 days a week, two meals a week, plus two meals on Saturday, and let's just say two meals on Sunday. So Monday through Friday, two, and then four, basically all four meals on the weekend, fast food. So we're looking at six meals a week out of, well, it's two meals a day because I don't eat breakfast. Generally speaking, I don't eat breakfast. Or if I eat breakfast, I don't eat lunch. So normally I brunch it. So it's either a lunch or it's a breakfast that I eat late in the morning and then I don't eat lunch. So, but let's just say, you know, I want to actually calculate this. I want to go a few weeks and write down how many I did, and then I want to reduce that. But let's just say six, you know. So if we do 7 days in a week, two meals a day, 14. So almost half of my meals fast food. Now, this week we did do dinner. We did actually do restaurant for both lunch and dinner on Monday because Mark had his citizenship. Gosh, it seems like it was longer. It was a longer time than it was. So actually this week it would end up being one, two, three. Yeah, maybe seven. So one extra. And my dog is chewing on a bone. I try to lock the door or shut the door so that she doesn't come in. But here recently, she's been hanging out upstairs with me. And when I go to record, she's here. And I feel bad kicking her out of the room because she doesn't understand. So she gives me those eyes like, "Aw, daddy, why are you kicking me out?" You know, that sort of thing. So I thought, I was like, okay, I'm not going to kick you out. I'm just going to shut the door. And she immediately sits right under me where I'm recording and starts chewing on a bone. Just immediately. I don't know. You guys probably aren't even hearing it, but I'm hearing it. And so anyway, it is what it is. So I want to start doing that. But I did cook last night, bottom line. And I cooked lettuce wraps. So I had ground turkey. And so I used ground turkey to make it a little bit healthier. I did that. Some hoisin sauce, some I have a recipe that I use. It's like a P.F. Chang's copycat recipe. So hoisin, soy sauce, vinegar, garlic, ginger, onion, the ground meat. I use ground turkey. And then I can't remember the whole recipe, but I think I threw in some bell pepper. I had some red bell pepper and I wanted to use it. So I threw that in there. Water chestnuts, and I threw in some cilantro at the end. And anyway, did that, had some butter lettuce cups, and we wrapped it in that. And then I actually did go and buy frozen pot stickers because I needed something to have with the lettuce wraps. So I made a few of those. We had, you know, that's easy. And so that's what we had for dinner last night. But now it wasn't enough. I've been trying to also, when I make something and I have too much, like when I made chili a couple of weeks ago, I had too much chili. And I decided, okay, you know what I'm going to do? Because I never freeze anything. And not only am I going to try to start doing less fast food, but I'm going to try to get better at not throwing away food that I've cooked at home and making things that I can make ahead. And then if I don't feel like cooking, instead of going to get fast food, I can just warm them up in the microwave. So, but refrigerated doesn't last very long, maybe a week at most. And, you know, frozen lasts a lot longer. So I had great success. I had enough chili to do two frozen meals for Mark and I. And I dated it just like a chef. I actually took a Sharpie and dated it so I know when I put it in the freezer. And I wanted to do that with a lettuce wrap meat, but there wasn't enough left over. And so tonight I think we're going to have like a leftovers dinner. We have I made some lasagna. I bought a lasagna when we were grocery shopping, and I cooked that on Tuesday. Doesn't count as fast food. I still cooked it here. But there wasn't enough left for both Mark and I to have a full meal. I have a little bit of salad stuff left. I have a little bit of lettuce, a little bit of bell pepper, a little bit of, you know, various things that you would put in a salad. But not enough to make a full salad for both Mark and I. I also have the leftover meat from the lettuce wraps last night. So I think tonight we're going to have maybe I'm going to have a small salad. Although I don't know if that'll work because I don't know if I can do. And then we're going to have the lettuce, you know, leftover lettuce wraps. We're going to have the leftover lasagna. Whatever else I can throw in there. I don't know. Because I'm going to try not to go. When I say try, I'm working up the willpower to make sure that I do not go to a fast food place. Also, I'm not going to cook something new. We need to use what's already in the refrigerator. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. That's what I cooked last night. We watched mainly Big Brother last night. It's almost over. So they're to that point where they don't have a lot of content. So you're seeing way too much detail and stuff you don't care about. And they're interviewing everyone. And they brought back the cookout from last season and interviewed them. And, you know, all these recaps of stuff that you've already seen. And I'm ready for just someone to win at this point. But we watched that, and then we watched Pyramid, and that was it. That was it last night. And then today, it was a pretty easy day. I had meetings this morning, so I had to get up early and prepare for a meeting. But the afternoon, I only had one meeting in the afternoon, and I was able to just kind of relax. And I published a couple of blog posts and did some stuff that I needed to do for my products. But it was super simple stuff and no meetings. So that was a relaxing afternoon as far as work is concerned. And then this weekend, we do have a busy weekend. So I'll have a lot of stuff to talk about probably on Monday. But we're going to, there's a food event called Bite, where you buy a ticket and all these restaurants come. And this one is at a golf course. So they do it at the same time as the LPGA thing that they have. And so all these restaurants set up booths and you buy a ticket, you get an armband and you get to go as many times as you want to these booths and try food from these restaurants. Last year, it was kind of disappointing. The selection was not great. We did it again this year. We're going to see how the selection is. If it's not good again this year, then probably we won't do it again. But we figure it's a good way to try out restaurants in the area, see which ones we actually want to go to. And it's not too expensive for what you get, because you walk around and you can go back as many times as you want to get this food. So you're full when you're done. And then we have a comedy show tomorrow night. So I'm excited about that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.